Thanks so much. Sure, it's good. We all can't say we didn't hear this message, including me. Sure, thanks so much for having us, myself and Leanne and Rachel Lee. And there's another one on board. So praise the Here, you know, multiply and fill the earth and that whole story. We're going to, it's gone forward. Yeah, amen. Listen, guys, just quickly, before we even get to the sermon and stuff, I think we must all be obedient, eh? If the Lord tells us to say something, say it. We're so scared and we let fear come in. And I just felt like Jesus saying to me, I need to say to you guys that He loves you. Okay. Come on, I used to run. You know the saying, Jesus loves you? That's what I saw for you guys. Jesus really loves you. And I'm not going to try and say what I, you know, I'm not going to add my own stuff. So, yeah. Thanks, guys. Okay, great. Guys, a glimpse of Jesus. That's what I felt the Lord saying I'm going to share this evening. And, yeah, I'm just going to go for it. But before we do that, let's pray. Let's go to the Lord and really just trust the Holy Spirit to come and impart what Jesus wants us to hear this evening, not what Clint's saying. Oh, no. Lord, we just come to you this evening, Lord, and I want to thank you, Jesus, for this congregation. I want to thank you that you have predestined this place. Lord, that we're not here by chance, Lord, nothing just happens as we know. Lord, you say in your word that you have put everything in place, in plan, Lord, your plan, way before the foundations of the earth was laid, Lord, you planned us here this evening. Lord, and we come with that confidence this evening to you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and say, Jesus, we're here to receive from you this evening. We're here to receive the word that you want to speak to us about. This thing that you even saw us going through this very night. And Lord, I pray that you're just going to come and give us revelation on your heart this evening for the things we're going through, Lord. How we can we can let it so cloud our thinking and just our whole, the way we live our lives, Lord. And I just want to give you the praise and the glory for this opportunity, Lord. Holy Spirit, just come and speak through me. I really just want to lay myself down tonight and Lord, just say thank you that it's all you, Lord, and nothing to do with me. Give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, a glimpse of Jesus. Guys, before we go to the next slide there, she's quick on the trigger there at the back. What is Jesus to you guys? I mean, if I can just have, if some of you, by the way, ek preek jy vir julle nie, we're going to share. This is a lekker selgroepie. This is great. So, what is Jesus to you guys? For me, if I can just, how Clint understands things, Jesus is the man. I mean, for me, when I think about it, I'm like, you the man, you really are. So what is he for you guys? It's that simple. How does, when you think of Jesus, what wants to come out? Your friend. Awesome. Yeah. That's a bold statement. I learned something about friends the other day. If you call someone a friend, like in the Old Testament, you're willing to like, what I have as possessions is yours. Everything. I didn't know that's what friend means. So that seems I'm not a friend to many, I tell you that much. Because we're a bit bang for a friend story now. Anyway, yo, anyone else? Brother, yo. Amen. Yo, brother from another mother. That's a big one in Shofar at the moment. Family, community. Yo. Is that it? A superhero. Yes, that is definitely something he is. Not of this world, that's for sure. Yes, see. Sorry, there was one there. Kunang. Yo, he is the king. Amen. Yo. Father. Definitely. Yo. He is love. Amen. Yo, you guys saw my notes. Okay, can we go to the next slide? That's all cool. So, I just jotted down a couple of things this afternoon. Okay, gaan nou eerlik wees julle. My planning in this was a whole 10 minutes before I got in the car to come here. Hallelujah. So we're going to wing it this evening via the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nee, die Here het daarom vir my 'n woord gegee, moenie worry nie. Okay, can we go to the next slide there? Awesome. Hey guys, look at that list. Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Sovereign. Jesus is Love. Jesus is the ultimate Endurer. I don't know if Endurer is spelled right, but who cares? Jesus is strong. Jesus is sincere. Jesus is graceful. He is powerful. He is merciful. He is God's Son. He is Savior. He is sufficient. He is forgiveness. He doesn't forgive. He is forgiveness. Jesus is Defender. Jesus is Servanthood. He is purification. He is knowledge. He is holy. He is matchless. He is everlasting. Last nog 'n een. He is wisdom, knowledge, deliverance, peace, glory, holy, matchless, everlasting. He is enough. Jesus is grace. Jesus is indescribable. These words that we have up here, doesn't come close to who he is. He's indescribable. He is invincible and he is unstoppable. Jesus Christ is life. And I don't care who says what, Jesus Christ is life at the end of the day. Okay? He conquered death to give us life. Now, I just want to say to you this evening, if you don't know that yet, okay, if you don't know that last one there yet, that he is life, then I want to say to you this evening that you haven't lived until you received Christ. I can testify of that. I've done some crazy things, and it's only Jesus Christ that has brought me to this place. And there's some crazy stuff that needs to happen in my life to get rid of so much self. But it's a journey. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. So quickly, if I can just go to my notes, just so that I don't, so that I get the core of this across. Okay. Okay, as you see, it's one page. That's it. Okay, basically we saw some stuff there now. That's attributes. That's Jesus, a few things that we can come up with this English language of ours to describe him. Okay. But now, what got me about this whole thing is, now if Jesus is all of that and everything else we don't know, he created the universe. Okay, we live on a little planet called Earth, okay, and we are beings on this little planet called Earth in a big universe, and Earth just disappears in comparison to everything else. And Jesus says that I left all my glory to come to a created place called Earth for a created being called humans, you and me. That's what he did. I don't know if I can create something and die for it because it doesn't want to listen to me. That's how simple it is, actually. And we complicate this thing. He says, I made you for relationship, but you don't quite get it, so I'm going to buy you back. Guys, and I'm just talking about the basics we read about every single day. But I'm missing it, and I felt like the Lord just saying, bring it. Okay? And this is revelation to me, and I'm going to just speak now. So, Jesus left all that glory and power to pretty much come to a created planet to die for us, created beings. Now, since when do the created things say to the Creator how things are going to work? It's a bit backward, isn't it? That's now a recipe for disaster right there. You know? So, if we can go to John 3 verse 16, I think that's the next slide there. Hey, surprise, surprise. For God so loved the world, the created thing, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, so his heart is not for us to perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, I've been saved in my head for I think about 13 years. I had heart repentance about 5 years ago. There is a difference, guys. We can commit in our heads, but the heart's nowhere in the story. So the Lord truly came to save me about 5 years back in London, where everything, I had a backpack. Leanne and I, we went traveling. We had bags on our back, no money, and we're out on the street and the sun was setting. And that's a scary place if you don't have a pound in the pocket, you know. Yes, but God just predestined that whole setup, and that's where we got to shofar, through somebody we knew from South Africa, a guy that was catering there with my sister at the time, and my sister kind of touched base with him. He said, "Kom kerk toe." Dude, I need money and a place to stay. What are you talking about? Kom kerk toe. Anyway, so we went, and yes, things just obviously picked up from there, and the Lord spoke to us like hectically after that. And 5 years later, here we are, serving the Lord flat out and just giving Him glory for everything we have, the air we breathe. It's just, for me, this relationship with the Lord is just so, it's actually just so simple. I don't know why we're complicating stuff. Well, I am. Maybe you guys aren't. I don't know. Well, anyway, praise the Lord. So that's John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. His only Son, by the way. His only one. You know, that whoever believes in Him, so there's a slight sort of option in there, isn't it? There's a choice factor there. And whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life, and we know that's the heart of God. Okay, so guys, that's not the sermon at all. I just thought we need to just set the stage for Jesus as in who He is, and so that we're all just on the same page, you know? And I recognize Jesus Christ for who He is and what He's done for us before we even get into the rest of the stuff. And ek sê nie nou julle het dit geweet nie. I'm just saying so that we all just get another fresh look at who Jesus is and what He done for us. It's down in table view. Oh ja, hulle stuur groete. Tens, hy sê hallo vir julle. There we're also challenging the guys a lot on just this basic faith and relationship with Jesus. And we are very surprised at what comes back. And the more we do it, the more we learn just what this relationship actually entails and how much of yourself there is that needs to go weg. Okay. So, if we can now move on, I got you the sermon core. And basically, Jesus Christ, we know that He's God. You know, He's sovereign. He's all that stuff. He is supernatural. He's a superhero. He is super. He's super. He's over and above earth. But now here's the challenge. He was also 100% man. Now that was a bit of a mind bender for me, but how can He leave all that supernaturalness of Himself and become a man? It's virtually impossible. How do you lay it all down? But the Bible says to us, He laid it down. He became almost a created being. And that's the only way that He could have endured what He did and experienced what He did, because He became man. So if we can just have... there's a scripture I would like to read, Luke 22, verse 42-44. Okay. Guys. Okay, let's just let the scripture speak for itself. Yeah. Saying, Luke 22, 42-44, saying, "Father, if it is Your will, take this cup away from me." Now, guys, when tough times hit, what do we pray? What's the first thing we pray? "Lord, please help me. Just take this pain away." Yeah. Now, look at that. Jesus said that. But now, this is God we're talking about. Jesus Christ Himself. Now, why? You know what I mean? So suddenly there's a human factor coming into play. Yeah? Okay. "Nevertheless, not my will, but Yours be done." How often do we pray, "Lord, let Your will be done, let Your will be done"? And it says, okay, and then we scream like heck when He actually says, "No, but this is what I want." And then it goes against everything that we want. Eh? That's us as people, eh? "Then an angel appeared to Him from heaven." This is the part that struck me, strengthening Him. Verse 44. "And being in agony," that says to me, He's a man. If He was all super at that point, He wouldn't be in agony. "He prayed more earnestly." So that says we must press in. Amen. "Then His sweat," here's the thing, "then His sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground." Whoa. Now, you know how many times I read that and nothing clicked. Nothing clicked. We are quite involved with quite a few medical students. And I found out what that's about. Apparently, at the height of anxiety, when we get anxious, angst, like other guy said it the other day, I say angst. Man, what is angst? It's just a clink, it's angst. It's just hectic. And at the height of anxiety, the human body, the reaction it has is sweat glands pops. And that's where the blood came from. If we remember what the title of this sermon is, A Glimpse of Jesus. Just a glimpse. Guys, that verse, second part of verse 44 there, says to us that Jesus Christ was 100% man. That's just a part of a scripture in the whole Bible. Where his sweat glands literally popped and blood came pouring out. Because of anxiety. Now this is hectic. I know for some of us this is going to like, you know. But Jesus Christ became 100% man. Okay? He responded, not necessarily how we are, but his flesh. I think the scriptures before that, when he goes to the disciples and says, why are you sleeping? Hey, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's what he was talking about. He knew spiritually what's going on, but his body was telling him another story. Even to the point where he was having stuff popping and bleeding and whatever. So now, if we compare our anxiety to that level of anxiety, then where are you at the moment? Do you know what I mean? Are you anywhere near blood vessels popping because of anxiety? Because if you are, yes, someone knows stopping, but... Yeah. You know. So this gives us a good indication of how much Jesus took. And that's a glimpse. That's one factor, one element. He said he took all sin, past, present, and future, on himself to the cross. Guys, anxiety, we know anxiety can drive you crazy. That's one thing. He said he took all things. Now, I could have put a list of sins up there, or shortcomings, or fears, or what to call. And we'd get depressed here this evening. Okay? But that's merely one factor, one thing, which led me to read Romans 5, verse 1 to 6. And this is the sermon right here. Okay? So therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, this the last song, guys, for the band, that was awesome. Whoever you guys are, that was all about the cross. Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, I sort of like to read the Bible in conversational terms. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. That's massive. How do we do that? We need a revelation of my Maker. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, a hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We know we've received the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, we can say, oh, the ungodly out there. You know what? If we have a very nice, close look at our hearts right now, I'm pretty much ungodly. I'm first to testify. There's so much that needs to go. I'm saved by His grace. Hallelujah. But if we think about holiness and all that stuff, I'm near, but near. So, the first bit I would like to focus on is the tribulation bit. And pretty much, besides the economy, and you know this whole thing that happened, and the crash and everything, what are you going through? You know what you're going through. You don't have to shout it out. But what is there in your life? Because what might be small for me is going to be huge for you. So we can't even compare, okay? And vice versa. So what is it that you're going through this evening that is causing that anxiety, and that stress, that pressure, that emotions that you know, your spirit's telling you this is not of God. What is that thing? Because there's a root to all of that, obviously, and the fruit of that is anxiety and stress and depression and all these things, you know, worry. Yes, for me, a big struggle was worry. We've got our own business, a graphic design business as well. And just when the work's not coming in, then you start stressing out. Because it's like, baby, obviously, another one on the way, you know. So we carnal in that sense. We're always thinking money. And it freaked me out at a stage, and I was really freaking out. And the Lord said to me, man, you know, if you just have a revelation that you are my son. If you're a son in my house, you don't even need to ask. I know your needs. As a dad, I see what you need. And the Lord just came to speak to me like that. He's my dad. I know what you need. What are you freaking out about? If you freak out, sorry, I don't mean to use slang. I'm just saying my thoughts and feelings. If I'm like freaking out and stuff, then that says something about my dad to other people. That my dad, I'm worried that he might not be able to cover me. And we're ambassadors, you know. If you're going to do anything, put a nice smiley face outside there. But when you're in the house with our brothers and sisters, because it's safe here. Okay, but for the world out there, they must know Jesus is alive. Okay, so among each other, keep it real. Keep it real at all times, you know. But if you're going to say anything out there, man, Jesus is wonderful. He's absolutely amazing. He can do anything. And you, Angus Buchan, you know, he testified of Jesus' faithfulness. You know, I don't know if you guys heard the story where on the farm there, got a few years back, and with the millies and stuff, and he was telling this guy about, oh man, just trust God. And about the 80, I said stop of what they call to lay Emily Millie's blood on his farm. And the Lord tested him immediately on what he just proclaimed. And the guy says to him, what are you going to do now? He was like, hey man, Jesus, you know, he's alive. The Lord's good. Amen. Emily Millie's left blood. He's thinking, Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, he's like, no, I'm just testing you on what you're preaching out there. That's all. And so I'm very, I've been going through some stuff myself. Amen. But I'm learning to embrace. I'm learning to use this thing and the scripture that says, man, we are more than conquerors. The fact that we have Jesus in our life means we're conquerors. That settles it, okay? You can do anything because of him that lives in you. But Andy Stanley, some of you might know the name. Louis Giglio, Alice Bella. Anyway, he shares a message on being more than a conqueror, that scripture. And he says, like, can you take the thing, you know, that thing, that thorn that's in your side the whole time, can you take that thing and use it to elevate you toward Christ instead of that thing making you back down and away from Christ? That is a massive challenge because the flesh says to you, "Gaan lê," you know. And to be more than a conqueror, we are conquerors, but to be more than that, that very trial, that tribulation needs to push you toward the Lord and not away from Him. And so often, that's what I said to the Lord, He must help me. And it's so often when that tough time comes, I go, Lord, yes, man, I don't experience you. You're nowhere in the picture. What's going on? And immediately, wah, 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 wah. The created thing telling the Creator how it's going to go down and what I think of Him. Now that gives Jesus Christ every reason to just leave me right there. And then there's going to be sports. Because, I mean, imagine He removes His hand from the situation. Yes, we don't know bad times. Yoh. Okay, so tribulation. What is that thing right now, you know, that's in your life that is really making you buckle, you know? And there's obviously times when, you know, you're going to be overwhelmed. We're not super spiritual, you know? But where's the brothers and the sisters at that time. Now that's a challenge for the brothers and sisters, but also for us as individuals. We see our brother going through something, but there's not even an SMS or a phone call or an email or a tweet on Twitter or a message on Facebook. Hey, there's so many ways just to connect and encourage and come alongside that guy and say, listen, dude, talk to me. Talk to me. What's going on? It can sin. It's a silakane, and to be genuine about it. Because Jesus saw what's coming. That's why I died on the cross. I said, I'm making provision because I know what you're going to go through. And I'm not going to do it in my supernatural state. I'm going to come as 100% man so that you can't turn around and say, yeah, but you were supernatural. No. I suffered. You know? And that's where I say he's truly the man because he became Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, pretty much when Jesus was there and he was suffering literally from anxiety there and just, I can't even imagine what he must have been going through there. And what makes it worse is the guys he brought with him to pray, they fall asleep. Yo, hey, the guys that's walked with him, that knows that they pretty much knew what was coming. I mean, I don't know, the supper right before that. Maybe they didn't click it. I don't know. And pretty much the long suffering after that. Now, that's the tribulation bit. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. So the glorying in the tribulation, we're all going to face trials and tribulations. So the glory part is knowing that Jesus Christ became a man. And he took it to the cross. And knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. What is perseverance? It's vasbyt. Eh? Eitou vir moe. Het ons dit. Ach man. You know, you hear a sermon or whatever. Well, yeah, you fire up and you're just going to get going. I'm so into this. I can do this. Yes. Tomorrow morning by 10 o'clock. If we even make it to 10 o'clock. And it's again, oh, the situation's totally getting me down. That's just how we are. We are people. Eh? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do when he endured? He didn't endure in his own strength. Now remember, he was 100% man and he recognized the fact that I'm just a man. He went to the garden. The reason why I was in the garden in the first place was to pray. So now he's saying, Lord, Father, help me. The spirit's willing, the flesh is weak. Now I'm thinking to myself, okay, Jesus Christ himself is praying that the flesh is weak. So that means that the flesh is quite a powerful thing. That it was giving him such uphill. It's such a, he couldn't just suppress it, whatever. It wasn't a whatever situation. He had to go into that God and focus and pray. So that says to me that when I think I'm going to do this, I can do this. Yeah, me, I. All that says to me is that I'm going to fail horribly. Because if Jesus Christ himself went to the Father, and obviously the Holy Spirit helped him in that whole enduring process. So there already, I'm going to say, if you've been already been enduring through a situation, I hope you're praying a lot. And maybe that comes by default because it's so difficult, you know. So, and also I would encourage you to pull in one or two people that you trust so that people can hold you accountable. Because we went through quite a patch about 8 months ago, where the business crashed completely. I had to get out of the house. I had to sell a car. The whole shebang. That does wonders for a man's character. Amen. Yeah, you must take your wife and your kid in there. Nah, man, we're just going for a bit of a trip. So you make it sound as good as possible. Meanwhile, inside, you're cracking up. You know? And the Lord really came to show me what it is to fastbite. I don't, and I had to get to the place where I said, I don't care. I don't care what the world's telling me. You don't have money. You don't have this. You don't have that. You're selling off stuff because you're not going to make it. I had to actually look at all of that and say, you know what? With the Holy Spirit that lives in me, and with Jesus Christ that died and rose again, and with God the Father, we're going to get through this. Not me. His strength. And with knowing that, I could endure that season. And I praise the Lord that it's in the past, but don't ask me to do it again. Because I think I'm going to manifest. Yes, it was tough times. But hallelujah. If you think back to just like how you get down to business, you start reading scriptures start opening up. Then you all ears. Because, yes, Clint needs to get out of this situation as quick as possible. Now, Lord, you say go, I go. If you say sit, no questions asked. So, and what's sad for me is, why does he need to get us to that place? Why must the Lord, I'm not saying he does bad things to us. We get ourselves into situations and then we scream like heck for him to come pull us out. That's really what happens. Bad decisions, bad fruit. It's not bad fruit because of God. No, because of me. And then out of his goodness, he still come take us out. Who worked it? All along he's saying, don't go there. Oh, yes, daar gaan hy. Okay, he's going to call me now. Oh, there he calls me. Okay, come, Clint, come. Hy is so goed, huh? Yes. Anyway, he's just so amazing. And I really experienced the Lord in my disobedience and my stoutheid. My mom, yes, if I think back to all the time, she said, Clint, you're so disobedient. Hy moet my jou kop stamp. Because I can't even hear you pray, you know. And sometimes and we see with Rachel Lee, yes, well, circle, ears don't work every day. But some kids are like that. We see just naturally. And then other kids just obedient. And I think with the Lord, we're the same. Some of us got it right. Where we just got to get to complete obedience, you know. And if you're there, where when the Lord speaks, you just do, I want to commend you. Because you've clicked something a lot of us haven't. Okay. Character. Why do we need character? For what? Why do we even, you know, why does God put us through character? What is character? And here's another thing where I learned, like, man, character. All character is to get rid of that old man. Jesus Christ has character. He has the ultimate character. He is a character. He can be funny. He can be serious. He can be super spiritual. He can freak you out spiritually. But he can also keep it as real and as everyday as it's going to come. So character-wise, he's 100% in all areas. So now, for me, when people say, man, just, you know, I used to get so freaked out. Fast-paced, bro. Yeah, you know, it's building your character. I'm like, yes, do you even know what you're talking about? Character. Huh? And do you even know what I'm going through? Don't talk to me about character. This, what got to me was, you're just quoting scripture. That is what angered me the most. You're just quoting scripture. T.D. Jakes, I had a sermon the other day. He's got a rule. If you haven't been through it, don't counsel me on it. If you read a book, please stay far away from me because I'm going to hurt you. If you read a book and you're counseling me on it, we're not gonna get on well. You know? But if you've been through something and the Lord's came to show you where the flaws were and he's brought you through it, come talk to me. Because that's gold. That I can do. I can embrace it. I can run with it. Because that gives me a hope, because I don't want to give away this. That's coming. Okay, so character is really just a process of scrubbing. You know, all that stuff. You know, and the whole, what keeps coming to me is, Eve ate the fruit. I'm not going to say apple. I don't know, does anybody know what kind of fruit it was? Who cares? You know, it was a fruit. I think. And if it grows on a tree, a sycamore fruit, it could have been an ever, I don't know. But here's the thing. So she eats the fruit. So here comes Adam. Now this is how we so easily blame the woman. Okay, woman, I'm for you tonight. Amen. So here comes Adam. Remember Adam's, what God said to him. I give you dominion over everything. Geet a naam as jy wil, and he will be called that forever. So here comes Adam. Eve goes, hey, check this out. He goes, you ate of the forbidden fruit. Nee. And she says, yeah, hey, try it, it's good. He goes, well, okay. What an idiot. What an idiot. I think to myself, what a moron. You know? It's just a thing of, dude, the Lord gave you dominion over everything. And ladies, this is not a bad thing, even over a woman. Eh? And it's not a bad thing. Where that whole thing gets messed up is when guys abuse that power. That's where it gets crazy. And I'm going to just my beruf praat. You know, but the thing is, so here Adam eats it, and I don't quote me, but I think that if Adam had just taken up his role there, the world would have been a different picture today. Because he could have said to her, no, but that's not right. And in his authority, he would have covered her. And I believe that God would have seen, would have looked favorably upon them. Maar hierdie ou eet saam. Come give me more, yes. And he literally handed over his authority to the enemy. He opened floodgates to shortcomings, to sin, to wrong thinking, wrong mentalities for the rest of humanity. And the Bible says there, through one man sin entered the world, and through another man, the man, Jesus Christ himself, grace entered and forgiveness. And where more sin abounds, he said, even more grace abounds. So the sin can never outdo his goodness. Isn't that a good luck? That's a good thing to know. Eh? And not that we're now going to go revel in sin and go big in sin. No. Guys, come now, your Bible, praat ook oor dat. Okay. So character is really just a changing, in layman's terms, a changing of old man into what Jesus Christ actually wants you to be and preordained you to be. That's character. Okay. Now the hope. Hope of what? There, let's read a bit there. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. It didn't just happen. The Heilige Geest who was given to us. For when we were still without strength. Yes. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. We were so far from the Lord before Jesus came, eh? If we think about the Israelites and stuff, I mean, it was really works orientated. I mean, the priest went in there to the Holy of Holies. Correct me if I'm wrong, once a year. So it's, I don't know, it was once in a blue moon. And then he would like go in there and repent for the nation. Sheesh. You know? And if the bells weren't ringing, and then they know that, okay, daar doodgevalle binne. You know, if the klokkie stopped ringing on the bottom of his garment, then it means he stopped moving. Okay, clearly, the Lord didn't accept his pleading for forgiveness for us. So we're in trouble. Okay, so imagine living like that. That is just that's ridiculous, but that's the way it was. So we just want to give Jesus the glory for what he did for us. So we are now, the veil has been torn. Hallelujah. We can go straight to the King. How amazing is that? What a privilege, eh? And ek gaan nie die name noem, but there are certain religious groups today still where it's still like the Old Testament where, you know, you got to pray so many times. You got to do certain things. You got to dress a certain way. Crazy. And just so much religion and must, or else. You know. And if you didn't measure up in this area, you can make it up in another area. Hey, I don't know. And sometimes actually we treat each other like that. Easily for those of us who are married, how easily when you know you came short in this area, nee, maar ek gaan groot, ek gaan haar seën in hierdie area, then maybe it make up for that I've stuffed up there. You know, that's how we operate, our human, our flesh. And the Lord's like, no. The one thing's got nothing to do with the other thing. Listen, I love you either way, unconditionally. Now the hope of what? Salvation, yes. I was recently challenged on this hope of salvation. Yes, I'm saved, so now is that it? You know? Is that it? Does it stop there? No. We have merely made a decision to enter into a life relationship with Jesus Christ Himself. Now, things aren't just miraculously transformed. Certain things will fall away, habits and so on. But as we see there, Jesus Christ, He shows us there, the flesh was so strong that He Himself had to go to God the Father and say, yes, Father, help me. Because hierdie vlees wil my nou heeltemal net, you know. And He's saying, so I'm thinking like, here's this hope, okay? Now, sounds stupid, but I mean, Jesus was saved, huh? We all agree. I mean, hello, He is Jesus. You know, so we come to salvation, so we're saved. But then what? So now, as we all know, it's a process. You know? So now the saved, you're being saved from a wrong mentality, being saved from a lack of finance. You're being saved from messed up relationships. And the Lord spoke to me just this week about I'm saved from what's funny, now I get to the Afrikaans word and not the English word. Minderwaardigheid. What's the English? Insecurities. Yeah, or feeling less. Nee? Inferiority. It was like huge. I didn't even know it was there until I was like, whoa. That's funny. And I've been operating out of that place for the last, as long as I can remember, maybe 5, 6. Eh? So you're always trying to measure up. So it turns into like works. And it turns into like, performance based. Have you heard? And I was chatting to Leanne and we realized it stemmed way back to sub A, sub B. I don't know what that is now. Grade whatever. Grade one. And it stemmed way back to there. And I realized like, Jesus Christ came to save me from that. It's not just about, hallelujah, I'm saved. These thingies that's fretting on us the whole time. And that's affecting the way we respond, not only to each other, but to the Lord Himself. And I'm telling you, it's fresh in my life. So I'm still saying, Lord, but now, how do I, you know, I only know one way to respond to you. So what now? You know? So now I realize, well, it's not about me. He says His Spirit lives inside of me and the Spirit will connect. Because only then it's real. Because if it's not the Spirit connecting, then it's merely Clint in his shortcomings, in his fallen state, the tent, as Paul puts it. He literally calls this a tent. You know, I'm just passing through and ek bly maar in hierdie tent en dan gaan ek weer. You know? And so for me, it's just a thing of, okay, Lord, it's by Your Spirit, You say. Not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. Isn't He amazing? He gives us all the tools and all the wisdom that we need. And I just realized, even in worshiping Him, and that's why when you guys were up there, it's just so cool. And you guys did great, by the way. But the thing we've been challenging our worship team on is, when you strum that guitar, when you play the drums, it's not about how great you're doing there. What's the Spirit behind that? And if that Spirit is not lacquer, then maybe we need to take a break from the drums. I don't know. We'll let you decide. Well, that's what it's about. What Spirit are we doing things in? Are we doing it from the flesh? because then immediately it's performance based. And funny, that's what we've been preaching, and only this week I click it in my own life. So I said earlier, whatever you're preaching, be ready to go through it. And I can thank God that He's taken me through some stuff. So I'm not just hoying at you this evening. I've gone through some crazy stuff. I feel very old and I'm only 32. But the Lord is slowly coming to give me back the zeal for Him and the passion. And just we're involved in so much stuff at the moment. And people ask me, who do you need it? And I'm like, dude, it's not that difficult actually. You just got to like, balance it like, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. Near my human slop. You know what? You only need 4 or 5. You'll be okay. You know, for me at least. And you'll be fine. I'm just so excited about the Lord, hey guys. I'm just so stoked about the possibilities. And not in business and all this. It's just like, I'm excited about these chairs. I'm just excited about what He can do. But what He can do. And Duval and them. Yes, Duval was my zone leader for a while. And you guys, yes, that's a solid, he's a solid oak. I was a cell leader for quite a few years, of the married zone, one of the married zones. And, Duval recently came on the scene as our zone leader. And, I just said to him one day, I'm finished. I can't do this anymore. You know, and I said, no, this is not for me. This is not for me. Now, all of them knew that there's a calling on our lives. They all saw it. Hey, he's a pastor in Klaar. You know, and I was just like, man, I don't even want to be a cell leader. What are you talking about? You know, and Duval came to me and he said to me, ik wil maar net weet, what is that saying, kap achter die buil? What? Yeah, say again? Yes, jy wil by die kap agter die buil kom. Yeah. So everybody was checking the buil. But now Duval said to me, what's going on? Wie swaai die buil? You know, what's going on there? You know? And he challenged me, he said to me, you are willing to chuck away the call on your life because you're tired. And what that says to me is that you just need to go rest. And you need to think about why you're doing what you're doing. Because everybody identifies the call, except you. And I knew it. I just didn't feel like it. Because I was tired. But also then, I was challenged in whose strength am I doing this. And now I'm gunning it. I promise you, the answer for me, ik moet bedaar. But no man, you live once. Amen. You live once. I'm 32 now, and I said to Tiens the other day, dude, you realize like half our life is gone. Hey? 75. The Bible gives us still 75. Anything above that is a bonus round. You know? So I said to Tiens, I'm 32. He's like, yo, dude. He's 33 now. He's like, we need to do something. Other people look at us and say, my first class would be a second. He say, what? This is nothing. You know, it's just so much. I don't know. Maybe we're infecting each other. Maybe we need to part. I don't know. I mean, there's time for family and things like that. But the Lord's so good. His wife's also pregnant again. They're expecting a second baby. Amen. And so there's balance all around. Yeah, spending like a time with the wives and the family and the kids and so on. But still, I think the priority is just Jesus Christ. Amen? So the hope of salvation is not just to get saved, it's to be transformed. Eh? It's to be more like Jesus, to become what He, not just to be like Him even, it's to become what He's got in mind for us to be. He says He planned our lives before the foundations of the earth was laid. That's a massive thought. That is massive. That can keep us busy till kingdom comes. Lord, what do you mean? And He's like, I've planned it all. You know? How much hair you have on your head? That's my idea. You know, where are you living? Oh yeah, that's my idea as well. Okay. The way you look, that's my idea. Why are you getting plastic surgery? What's going on there? You know, that's your idea. That's not my idea. I've got no part in that. You know, and I think we can just rejoice in who we are, the way we look. You know, I must exercise more. I know, I'm not gonna get like fat uitgesuig or anything. I'm rather gonna go get on the bicycle. You know, but are we actually okay with who we are? The way you are right now, are you okay with it? And if you're not okay with it, why? Who's saying you're not okay? It's a question. Who's saying you're not okay? Because if we ask Jesus, what do you think of me? He says, I love you just the way you are. Okay. Okay, so to wrap this up really, I don't know how long, I think it's pretty quick. Jesus became a man, so man, us, we, can't say that, oh, but you were supernatural and you could overcome these obstacles easily. And what I want to say this evening, really, in a nutshell, is that Jesus Christ, he came down to earth. Just keep this in mind. He was glory, and will always be glory. He left all of that, became a man on a little planet for us. Just to have a relationship. And I must be careful not to say just have a relationship, but to have a relationship. Because the reason why we're here in the first place is to be in communion with God. And I just want to give him the praise this evening for what he's done in our life. I can testify that he truly is a good God. No matter what happens, no matter what trials we're facing, no matter what we're enduring, he's done it all. So when we think, yes, there's nobody else in the world that has ever experienced what I'm going through right now. If there's no one else in this world, you can be sure Jesus was there. You can be so sure. So whatever you're going through, guys, first and foremost, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Let him speak to you. Let him speak to you. He's given us his word. He didn't even leave us guessing. Eh? He's made it clear. Scripture. He's made it absolutely clear in here. Bible, book of instruction before leaving earth. He's made it absolutely clear. We've got every tool we need here packed in a little, like a stevig, you know. And if we had to all give our interpretation of scripture, this room will be filled with books. And how amazing it is through his spirit, he just comes to deposit in our hearts. And I just want to encourage you with one last scripture in Revelations 12 verse 11. Therefore, having been justified by faith. Now, if we're in relationship with the Lord, we've been justified. Okay. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So no matter what you're going through, rejoice. You can actually rejoice because this time will pass. But how it passes is really our call. You know, we can go through this in total submission or we can go through this kicking and screaming. And not only that, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that, okay, no, you know what? This is not Revelation 12. This is Romans. What's the name? He's gone. Revelations. But anyway, guys, what I'm saying here this evening is that we don't have to buckle under these things that we so easily give into. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love themselves to the death. And whatever we're going through right now, whatever you're going through, guys, zoom out Zoom out. Actually, just step back from your situation. Imagine that was somebody else. Imagine that it was somebody else and see where they're going. It is very easy to actually see what's going on if it's not you. Trust the Holy Spirit to actually zoom out and see the situation there, where this guy comes from, and you can see, but it's so obvious where he's going. If only he will buckle down, just press in. Trust God for revelation of where he is going, because everybody sees it except him. And he will literally chuck his calling away because of a situation, a little part in the big picture. And that was me. You know? And I thank God for Duval that walked in there that day and just said, "Ik moet jou sommer," you know? "So for your hey." You know? You know? Sometimes ons regheid praat, you know? Out of love, you know? And he was literally there 10 minutes and he was gone and just turned my whole thought pattern around. You know? So whatever we're going through, know that it is God coming to just scrub some stuff out, because it's not that thing there is not going to work for the next step. And you're not going to break. You're not going to break. You will never give us something that we can't handle. You're not going to break in whatever you're going through. That we know. You are a conqueror. But the question really is, are you more than a conqueror? Because can you actually embrace and take joy and all of those things in this situation? I know it's tough. I know it's tough. I'm still going through stuff. But I'm just like, you know what? I'm a son in the house, man. You know, he's for me. He's not against me. I know I'm in a relationship with him, guaranteed. If I go now, I'm going home. You know? So this little situation I'm in, zoom out. How does that fit into the whole picture? And the Lord will show you for sure. His heart is to bless us. Okay, and somewhere a lie creep in that he's got us all confused and, yeah, dude, but what if this and what if that? Man, he's faithful. If you've got a lot of questions, just shut that down. Go to the word that says, Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And if I can't figure it out right now, I don't need to actually, because he's got it figured out. I'll take it one day at a time before I take it a month at a time. Or a year at a time. Okay? For some of us, it's literally 5 minutes at a time. For some of us, it's getting out of bed in the morning. I've been there. I didn't want to get up. It's just hectic. I can't do this. You know? And the Lord really came to lift me up. And I want to just thank him. I just want to say thank you to him. So, guys, that's really it for this evening. I want to thank you. I don't know if it was relevant at all. But what I would like to do is, if there is anyone that don't know the Lord, please, guys, tonight's your chance. And there will be many more opportunities. But why wait? We can really step into a living relationship with him. A real one. Not fake relationships. Again, there's nothing fake about the Lord. You know, if you want fake, then that's not the place. But you can come anyway and you'll find out this is real. This is the real deal. You know? And if you're going through something at the moment, yes, I would love to just pray with you and let's just agree and let's just pray for strength and that it's Holy Spirit inspired endurance. That is not us that's trying to wrestle through this. Die Heilige Gees wat in ons is. He's going to carry us through. Jesus went away and he said, I want to give you a helper. Why did he do that? Because you ain't going to do this on your own. I've just experienced what it's like to be a man. You're going to crack. So I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I don't know how we... Do you want to close off and then we'll just... Okay. So I think we're going to be up front here. If you can also be up front here. Guys, we really want to pray and agree with you. Whatever the stuff is you're going through, we bring it together. We're going to go together in agreement to the Lord. And we're going to say, Jesus, here's this thing. Here's this. It's actually a thing. Ek en Tien sê altyd, it's moeilik. We always end up saying, ain't nothing but a thing. It's just a thing, you know. So we take that thing and we go lay it at the cross. Because that thing is trying to pull us away from the cross. So we don't give it no respect. That thing is merely there to change me to become more like Jesus. So I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm going to let it pull me away. Okay. So let's pray. And and then we're going to hang around up front. And yes, we welcome you guys. Eh? It will be great to pray with you. Okay. Lord, we just want to come to you, Jesus, and say thank you so much for just Lord, for the cross. For you are absolutely magnificent. You are glory. You are glory, yes, Lord. You are faithful. Lord, you are the ultimate endurer. Lord, you are the King of hope. Lord, and we just want to come admit to you this tonight and just be honest with ourselves even, Lord, that there is nothing we can do without you. There's absolutely nothing we can do without you, Lord. And we want to repent also of just things where we've taken into our own hands. We've taken things into our own hands, Lord, and we said we can do this on our own, Lord. And we just want to come and repent of that, Lord, me as well, and just say, Lord, you know what? I just want to hand it over to you, Lord, and I just want to say thank you, Lord, that you are able to do all things, Lord, for me. And I thank you that we are all sons and daughters in your house. And Lord, that your interest is for us. Lord, that we don't have to strive, we don't have to perform. All these things, Lord, all our shortcomings that we operate in so boldly even. Lord, that tonight we just want to come to you and say, Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. Our lives is all about you. And I want to thank you for every person here tonight, Lord, and just how they came out this evening. Lord Jesus, I want to pray a blessing over each person here, Lord, just for their faithfulness in serving in this body and for faithfulness towards just the community factor in this church, Lord. I want to thank you for each person. You see each person's heart, Lord. You see the struggles, Lord. You see just the things that is tugging at our hearts, that's wanting to just get us down. Lord, you see it. And I thank you, Lord, that you are able to just come and set free. I thank you, Lord, that you are the healer. You're the one that brings freedom. You are freedom. And I thank you for that, Jesus. I thank you for what you do. Thank you for your blood. Thank you that we do just for your body and the blood like we took communion this evening in remembrance of you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the mighty Savior and that there is nothing that you cannot do. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that you're beginning and the end. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will meet people where their needs are. Thank you that you're the helper. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that you are so faithful. Thank you that you are able to do all things. And Lord, I just want to thank you there in Genesis where you even say in your word where you, before you created heaven and earth, or just at least the earth and everything on it, Lord, where your spirit was hovering on the water, Lord. And Lord Jesus, I want to say thank you that that same spirit is operating in us this evening. That same spirit of yours that you said was hovering over the waters. I want to thank you, Lord, that same spirit, that spirit of power, is operating in our lives. And that makes us sons of yours and daughters of yours. And it's not by our works, but it's because of the identity of the Spirit in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you see your Spirit in us and we are bought. We are bought. We are. That's like your word said, it's the deposit. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that it's all you. Thank you, Lord. We honor you this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.